to minimize risk. It was when I made the inevitable trip down the hallway that changes were obviously in motion. Ray had finally used up all his available sick time, though his only real sickness was ever me, and he was reluctantly back at work. In a somewhat parallel move, I forced myself to confront the weight bench and free weights that I had set up in the girls' room as soon as they had both vacated the premises. It was the shock of the lonesomeness that spurred me into motion to begin with. I had no idea it was going to hit me like it did, but that first day with Ray gone and me left only with myself for company blindsided me. I wasn't up for more than a half hour before I found the silence and the relentless presence of all that nothingness unbearable. I started pacing the house from one room to the next and back again, just to find something, just to escape something else. I started talking gibberish to fill the joint up with nonsense that might help displace the dread that was filling the atmosphere rapidly, like some poisonous gas leakage out of nowhere. A closed door was just an invitation to even more harrowing places, so I passed the girl's bedroom door on three or four circuits of the house before the thought of the weights and the physicality and the old life and football normalcy came to me, and I burst through the door as if the whole of the Baltimore Ravens defense was waiting in there to brutalize me. They weren't. And it was with a kind of joy and relief that I slung myself down onto the weight bench and got right to work building myself back up to the man I was going to need to be to face the bigger, angrier, most unforgiving world that was waiting for me to come and play. God, I was unready for it. That was clear enough when the bar carrying the weights came crashing down to my chest with only the feeblest resistance from my arms. The sound of life escaping from my lungs was as scary as the silence it had disturbed. But that was one of the simple beauties of brutal physical necessity. It doesn't matter what was frightening you just seconds before, because you have to throw all body and soul into getting out from under that thing that would crush you otherwise. I grunted and growled, straining completely against the force of the weights. I lifted them off my...